Sanhedrin, Zechtamakas, Daf Tezayin, and we will begin on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis, 7 lines from the bottom. As we had learned in the previous year, one of the types of lavin for which there is no malchus is a lav hanitik lasei. And in understanding the lav hanitik lasei, we learned in our previous year a machlokes, which actually was machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, why and how and when is one not chayiv malchus by a lav hanitik lasei. The opinion of Rabbi Yochanan was bitloy v'loy bitloy, which meant as long as the person has the opportunity to do the mitzvah saseh, and by doing the mitzvah saseh, he will therefore correct the fact that he did the lav, that in itself prevents him from getting malchus. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, as long as there's an opportunity to do the mitzvah saseh, there won't be any malchus. Reish Lakish's opinion, however, was kimoy v'loy kimoy. And as we explained, Reish Lakish means that if somebody was over the lav and Beis Din tells him, be mekayim the asay, for if you will not be mekayim the asay, you will get malchus, as soon as he fails to follow Beis Din's directive, he's going to get malchus. And as the Rishonim explained a little deeper the explanation, and this is going to be very relevant to the Gemara we're about to learn, they explain a little deeper the lomdus of what Reish Lakish means. According to Reish Lakish, a lav hanitik lasei is actually not any different than any other lav. And therefore, as soon as one is over the lav, he ought to get malchus. The Torah, however, gave him a way to prevent getting malchus, and that is by doing the mitzvah sasei. But only if he immediately, as soon as he is told to do the mitzvah sasei, takes the opportunity to do the mitzvah sasei, then and only then will the mitzvah sasei correct the aveira of the lav that he did. However, if he doesn't take that opportunity immediately, then he will be over the lav and get malchus. So now I ask the Gemara, this machlokes that we just discussed of bitloy v'vloy bitloy versus kimoy v'vloy kimoy, asking Ramai Kamifki, what is the basis of this machlokes? Answers the Gemara, the basis of this machlokes is regarding a different subject altogether. It's regarding the question about Sra Safi Kamifki. We know before, in order for one to get any punishment for having done an Aveira, he must have Hasra. And the question now is Hasra Safik in a situation where we can't be sure that the person is going to do the Aveira, and therefore the entire Hasra that's being given to the person is only a Hasra Safik, is that considered a valid Hasra? Ma'asava, Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. Rabbi Yochanan, explained to Rishonim, must be of the opinion Hasra Safik Shema Hasra. Because if not, there will never be a situation, explained to Rishonim, where according to Rabbi Yochanan, one could get malchus for lav hanitik lasei. For let's think about it, explained to Rishonim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, if somebody does a lav hanitik lasei, as long as he could do the assay, it makes no difference how much time after having done the lav. The best example I could give is the lav of gzela. There's a lav that one may not steal, and there's a mitzvah assay of a heshiv as a gzela. That mitzvah assay of a heshiv as a gzela could take many years after the person actually stole. So therefore, when someone is about to steal, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we can't consider the hasra that he's being given for not stealing any more than hasra safik, because he may return the item and not have been over the lav. So how could it ever be, as we have been learning, that if one is mevatel the mitzvah asay, if one is mevatel the mitzvah asay, the halacha is that he gets malchus, how will he get malchus? Even if he's mevatel the mitzvah asay, there was no valid hasra, because it's a hasra sofik. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that hasra sofik, shema hasra, and there is nothing wrong with that hasra. And to understand this a little better, The Rishonim point out, or Choner points this out, that there are a number of types of Asra Safek. If a situation where the person giving the warning is not quite sure that the person is doing an Aveira, but the person doing the Aveira knows that he's doing an Aveira, that's called Asra. The example would be Edom Zomimim. Before Edom come, they were warned, don't be Edom Zomimim. They know that they are. The person giving the warning doesn't know. That's called Hasra Svadai. In the situation where there's a question if the person doing the Aveira is actually doing an Aveira, for example, in the case where somebody threw a stone into a group of people and he's not quite certain that it'll hit or hurt anyone, that certainly is not considered a valid Hasra. However, in a situation where the person getting the warning is certainly aware that it's quite possible that he's doing an Aveira and will be over and will be worthy of a punishment. Our example, when the person is stealing, where it's certainly possible that if he won't be able to do the Heshev as a Gzela, therefore it will be a valid Hasra. That is the case of Hasra Safik, which our Gemara is now teaching us, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Hasra Safik Shema Hasra, and therefore, even though it may take a long time till we discover if the person has done an Aveira for which there's a Chiyiv Einish, that doesn't diminish the Hasra that's been given, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan could subscribe to the concept of Bitla B'lay Bitla. Rish Lakish, however, is of the opinion that Asra Safik Loishma Asra. So if Rish Lakish were to subscribe to the concept of Hasra Safik, if Rabbi Yochanan were to subscribe to the concept of Bitloi, there would never be a case for a person to be able to get Malkus for a Lav Hanitik Lasei. Because every Lav Hanitik Lasei, as I just explained, by definition, must be a Hasra Safik. It must be, rather, as we said earlier. Rish Lakish is actually of the opinion that Kimoi V'loi Kimoi, which, as we explained, means as soon as the person does the Aveira, he really is Chayiv the Einish. And therefore, this is no different than any other circumstance where the Hasra is a full-fledged Hasra. Just the Torah gave him an opportunity. If Bezda will immediately tell you to not do this Aveira, and to correct it, that will be in the place of the Aveira, and in the absence of the place of the Oynish. And the absence of that, he will have been mechuyev at Oynish immediately as soon as he did the Aveira. Says the Gemara of Azal Tamayu, and this machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish actually represents their opinions elsewhere. Ditma, we learned, if somebody said shvua sha'oichel kikazeh hayoyim, somebody makes a shvua that he's going to eat a loaf of bread today, and the day passes without him ever eaten the loaf of bread. Says the Gemara, there is no machloikis regarding the halacha lemaisa. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish Tamei Tavayu, they're both in agreement that ain't a loika, that he will not get malchus. The question is why. Rabbi Yochanan ain't a loika. Rabbi Yochanan says he doesn't get malchus. We shouldn't have a lav shema maisa because it's considered a lav shema maisa. He just didn't fulfill what his shvuah. He made a shvuah that he's going to eat. He didn't fulfill that shvuah. And the rule is the kol shem lav shem b'maisa ain't like an alof. You don't get malchus for lav shem b'maisa, says Rabbi Yochanan. Rish Lakish, on the other hand, says ain't a loika. He doesn't get malchus. Shouldn't have a hasra safik. This is a situation of a hasra safik because, as explained the Rishonim, the person makes a shvua. Let's say at the beginning of the day, at 10 o'clock in the morning, he makes a shvua. I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. When he's told every hour of the day, eat the loaf, that is not any more than Hasra Safik, because he still has many hours of the day when to eat the loaf of bread. And as Rashi explains, even if it's already the end of the day, where there is no time left to say, I'll eat the bread later, we don't know the exact moment which is considered the end of the day to say that that should be considered a hasra. And therefore Rish Lakish says he doesn't get Malkus because it's a situation of hasra sofik. And as we just finished explaining, Rish Lakish is of the opinion that kol hasra sofik lo yishmei hasra. Obviously, the point that the Gemara just made a moment ago has been very well proven. It's only Rish Lakish who says that there is no Malkus given in this case because it's a hasra sofik. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything about hasra sofik. Why? Because as the Gemara just finished explaining, according to Rabbi Yochanan, hasra sofik shma hasra. And therefore the fact that this is a situation of a hasra sofik, that doesn't bother him. The issue according to Rabbi Yochanan is limited to the fact that it's a lav shame by Meiser. And again, as the Achronim explain, even though he was given Hasra all day long, still, we cannot, according to some Achronim, identify any specific Hasra that it should be considered the Hasra, which was the valid Hasra, and therefore all of the Hasras remain Hasra Sofik, because we can't identify any specific Hasra as being Hasra Svadai. Says the Gemara, both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, who said these opinions regarding the question of Hasra Sofik, Shma Hasra, Loi Shma Hasra, were both debating what is the halacha, they were debating according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tavaya lived Rabbi Yehuda, they were both speaking according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, the Pasuk says, one should not leave over from the Karban Pesach until the morning. But nice with men of a biker, if anything was left over, be'esh to sarif. The Torah says, Rabbi Huda says that the lav of noisar is a lav hanitiklasei, where the Torah is saying that by burning the noisar, we correct the avera of having left noiser to teach us loymish ein loykan alav de Rabbi Yehuda. It's actually, I saw the Mefarshim, the Turi Evin, the Maram Shik, ask an interesting question. Al Gemara is saying that the lav of noiser is considered a lav anitik lasei, because the assay of burning it corrects the lav of noiser. But they point out that even though, as we all know, one must burn the noiser, the halacha is that noiser that's burnt may only be burnt by day. And therefore, they point out, doesn't this create a situation of a mitzvah asay shizman groma? And we know that halacha is that women are part of a mitzvah asay shizman groma. And therefore, asked the Turi Evin, will the lav of noiser, which Rabbi Yehuda just identified as being a lav hanitik lasei, perhaps only be a lav hanitik lasei according for men and not for women? Because for women, this is a mitzvah sei shizman groma, and we all know that women are exempt from mitzvah sei shizman groma. So the Ramshik has a very interesting opinion. The Ramshik says that even though women are potter from mitzvah sei shizman groma, a mitzvah sei shizman groma such as our mitzvah say, which is here to correct the lav, is not the type of mitzvah say shizman groma that women are exempt from. That's the opinion of the Ramshik. Turi Evin has a very different approach. He says, even though technically one could argue that noiser, the burning of the noiser, is a mitzvah say shizman groma, he says it's really not. For he explains like this. What is an example of a mitzvah asay shizman groma? Tefillin. Why is tefillin a mitzvah asay shizman groma? Because every day we have to put on tefillin. But every day's putting on the tefillin is a separate mitzvah. And since the chiv of tefillin is a mitzvah asay shizman groma. However, the burning of the noiser, even though, as we have been learning, the burning of the noiser is only done by day, it's not to say that it's a new mitzvah every day, like the mitzvah of tefillin is a new mitzvah every day. Rather, as soon as we have noiser, we have to burn the noiser. There's a technicality that the Torah says that noiser may only be burnt by day, not by night. But that doesn't mean that's a mitzvah say shizman groma, because it's one long mitzvah. So now the Gemara goes further. Rabbi Yehuda says that noiser is a lav hanitik lasei. Rabbi Yochanan Dai Kochi. So Rabbi Yochanan makes the following deek. Tam de bar kosef. It's only because the pasuk says the noiser is a lav hanitik lasei. Are there no malchus for the lav of noiser? Hoa bar kosef. If not for that, loika. Why? How could one ever get malchus, suggests Rabbi Yochanan, for noiser? Isn't it a situation of a lav of hasra sofik? Because we can't be sure when the person leaves over the noiser that he's for sure going to leave it over. There's always time to burn it later. It must be, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, hasra sofik is considered hasra. Rish Lakish dai kochi. Rish Lakish makes the following deek. Tam de bar kosef. It's only because the pasuk made noiser into lav hanitik, let's say, are there no malchus for that lav? Hola bar kosef. If not for that, loika. One would get malchus. Why? Isn't Loiser a Lav Shema Maisa? It must be that Lav Shema Maisa is not a reason not to get Malkus. Obviously, Lav Shema Maisa Loiken Olaf. Now, ask the Gemara. Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both learned the same Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda, but they made very different diyukim in that Braisa. And the Gemara wants to know why. Shimon ben Lakish nami havad esra sofik. Who? Isn't this clearly an indication that it's a situation of esra sofik? Why doesn't Rish Lakish say from there? Why doesn't Rish Lakish use this braisa as an indication, as Rabbi Yochanan did, that esra sofik shma esra? Says the Gemara, savlak idach tana der Yehuda. Because he has another braisa that Rabbi Yehuda quoted that clearly indicates that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Asra Sofik Loishma Hasra. We know that the halach is that a woman who gets divorced from her husband or her husband dies, there's a din of hafchana, that she shouldn't get remarried for 3 months. Because if she's pregnant, we will never know for certain who is the father of the child. Furthermore, we know that the Torah says, if a child hits Chas V'Sholem or curses his father of Chas V'Sholem, there's a Chiyiv Misa. So the Braisa says, we have this child that was born from a mother who didn't wait the 3 months, and therefore we're not quite sure who is the father of this child. Says the Braisa, Hikazev v'chazev hikazev. If he struck one of the men, and then he struck the next man. But we don't know which one is his father. Or, Kilzev, Chazve Kilzev, he cursed one and then he cursed the next one. Or, Hikashnemibas Achas, he hit them both at the same time. Or, Kilashnemibas Achas, or he cursed them both simultaneously. Chayiv. He's Chayiv Misa. Rabbi Huda says, if indeed it was Dababas Achas, he hit them both at the same time. And Machlokes showed him how to understand what Bas Achas means. Some Rishonim say Bas Achas means that he did toich kedei dibur of the other. Other Rishonim explain that he hit them with two hands. One hand, one man, and the other hand, another man. Then, the halacha is that he's chayiv bezach hazeh, but if he did it bezach hazeh, different times, he's potter. Why is he potter? Because every act was a hasra safik. If he hit them both at the same time, and before he hits them both, we warn him, you're going to be chayiv misa for what you're doing, because one of them is certainly your father. It's not a hasra sofik, and that's why the chayiv misa. But if it was done b'zach hazeh, two separate times, then the halach is that he's potter. Why? Because every hasra, there were two separate acts of hitting, or two separate acts of cursing. Each act was a separate act, and since each act was a separate act, He's potter, because each act was preceded by hasra, which was no more than a hasra sofik. So from this braisa, we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that hasra sofik loishma hasra. And therefore, when Rish Lakish learned the other din that Rabbi Yehuda said regarding noiser, he didn't use it to say that, well, hasra sofik is considered hasra. Because Rish Lakish already knew that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that Asra Sofik Leishma Asra. Rather, he used it to teach us that it must be the Lashem Emaisa, Ein Loikin Olav. And here, you Drachem and Maisa loikin alov. Here by Noisa, the reason Malkus isn't given is because it's a lav and the teklasei. Reb Yochanan, however, also didn't follow the diuk that Reish Lakish made. As we just said, Reish Lakish's diuk in this price was that the only reason there's no chiv Malkus by Noiser is because it's a lav and nitik lasei, but not because, but the fact that it's a, but he didn't speak about a lav shei by Maisa. Reb Shlokish spoke about lav shei by Maisa. Reb Yochanan nami havad lav shei by Maisa hu. Reb Yochanan, isn't this a situation of a lav shei by Maisa? So why doesn't Reb Yochanan use this brisa to indicate that it seems that Reb Yehuda is of the opinion the lav shei by Maisa one gets Malkus? Because Reb Yehuda had to point out that the only reason there is no Malkus by Noiser is because it's a lav hanitik lasei. Says the Gemara, Shavu Kaha. Reb Yochanan had a brisa that clearly indicated that Reb Yehuda is of the opinion the lav shei by Maisa ain't like an olaf. So Reb Yehuda aim mishum Yosef Galili. Kala says shesh b'tayra for any lav shesh by Maisa like an olaf. For lav that involves an act, one gets Malkus. Lav shei by Maisa, but if it's a lav shei by Maisa ain't like an olaf, one doesn't get Malkus. There are three exceptions. We even, says Rabbi Yehuda, at the name of Yosef Aglili, that even though it's a lav shei by Maisa, one would get Malkus. Hanishba, if one swears falsely. And as Rishonim point out, swearing falsely is not the case that we said at the beginning of our shir, where one swore that he's going to eat a loaf of bread, and then that ends up not eating it. Because that's a question, or actually, the Gemara said one doesn't get Malkus in such a case. Rather, the case here is where one swore about something which is patently false. He swore that he ate a loaf of bread when he actually did not eat that loaf of bread. So even though it's a lav shei b'maisa, one would get Malkus. Meimer. The case of Meimer is where the Torah says that if somebody has a carbon, he should not, and there's nothing wrong with the carbon, he should not substitute that carbon. But says the Gemara, says the Torah, Vim homa yomar oisoi, if one does go exchange the carbon, substitute the carbon, the Pasuk says, V'hayahu usmarasa yekaydish. Again, even though this is a lav that didn't involve any act, he just spoke, it's a lav shei b'maisa, and you get Malkus. And the third exception is Hamakalas chaver b'shem. Somebody who curses someone else using Hashem's name. But what we see from here are that these are the only cases that are a lav shei b'maisa where one gets Malkus. Otherwise, one doesn't get Malkus. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan cannot be Midaik Rabbi Yehuda, that only by Noisa it's a lav hanitik lasei, and that's why there's no Malkus. Otherwise, there would have been Malkus, even though it's a lav shei b'maisa. Because Rabbi Yochanan says, we see here, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, the lav shei b'maisa, one doesn't get Malkus. However, Kash Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, if we have here a steer Rabbi Yehuda, and what from the Brisa of Noisa, it's clearly indicative that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Asra Sofik Shma Asra, and from the Brisa of hitting the Hikazeh V'chaz V'hikazeh, it's clear that he holds Hasra Sofik Loi Shma Asra. And similarly, from the Brisa of Noiser, it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion the Lav Shei B'maisa one gets Malkus. And from the Brisa that we just quoted, it seems Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion the Lav Shei B'maisa one does not get Malkus. So according to Shir Lakish, we'll have to say Trei Tanoi Liv Rabbi Yehuda. There's a machlokes what Rabbi Yehuda holds regarding Hasra Sofik. The Brisa of Noiser seems to indicate that he holds Hasra Sofik Shma Hasra. The Brisa of hitting the person we don't know if it's his father indicates that he holds Hasra Sofik Loishma Hasra. Il Rabbi Yochanan, how will we resolve the contradiction? Loikasha. Hadidei. The Brisa of Noiser, which indicates that a lav shame by Maisa, which indicates lav shame by Maisa, one gets Malkus, represents his own opinion. Whereas Had the Rabbi, the Brisa that we just quoted isn't his own opinion, rather only reflects the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Glili, who will hold the lav shei b'maisa ain't like it enough. The Torah teaches us the din, the halacha of shiluach hakein. Shiluach hakein says that kimatze, Kantzipur, and one finds a nest with a mother and children on it. The Torah says, Leisikach Ho'im Alabonim. One should not take the mother while she's still under young. Rather, what you should do is, Shalach to Shalachas Aim, send away the mother, Vesabonim Tikach Loch, and then take the children. So says the Mishnah, Tanan Hosam, Hanoitel Aim Halabonim. If somebody does take the mother while she's still on her young, and therefore he was over the lav of Leisikach Ho'im Halabonim. Yehuda says at that point he gets Malkus. He gets Malkus, and there's no point in him sending them away anymore. He already was over the Malkus. The Chamar of the opinion, however, Mishaleich Veneloika, the Rabbanan of the opinion that he sends away the afterwards, Shaleich to Shaleich, Lestikach Eim Alabonim, Shaleich to Shaleich Hasein, if he fulfills the mitzvah, say, then he won't get Malkus. And the simplest way of learning is the way the Rambam learns, that the Machloikas between the Tanaka, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, is this considered a lav hanitik lasei. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a lav hanitik lasei. The Chacham hold it is a lav hanitik lasei. It actually could be learned a little deeper, explained the Mefarshim, that it goes back to the question that we spoke about in the previous year: is this a lav shekidmai asei for which there's Malkus? Zeklal, and the Rabbanan continues saying, "Komitz leisa say shesh be konvasei. Any lav for which there's a konvasei, ein chayovin le. Any lav hanitik lasei, there is no Malkus." Says Rabbi Yochanan, "Einlanu el zois v'ayracheres." When we describe a situation of a lav hanitik lasei, which, as we've been learning, works as follows: if the person is over the lav, but he still has the opportunity of being mekayim the mitzvah asay, then he won't get Malkus. But if he no longer has the opportunity to mekayim the mitzvah asay, then he will get Malkus. Says Rabbi Yochanan, and the Mefarshim make a very interesting point. He says it in somewhat of an ambiguous way. There are only two cases where such is the scenario. One is Shiluach HaKan, where it's very simple, and the Gemara is going to say it soon explicitly, where if somebody kills the mother, so he no longer could do Shaleich to Shaleich HaSa'im, then he's going to get Malkus. And there is one more situation, which the Gemara is now going to try, Be'ezer Hashem, to identify. There's an interesting debate between Rabbi Kiva Eger and Avni Nezer, that there's an example that the Gemara seems not to mention. And that is the example, he says, of a situation of Pesach. Well, the halacha is that if one has chametz on Pesach, he has to destroy it. But let's say he creates a situation where it's impossible to be destroyed. That should be a situation of a lav hanitik lasei that he should get the Malkus for. And therefore, they describe a situation. Let's say somebody bought chametz on Pesach, and then he mixed the chametz together with roiv heter. So now we don't have any more chametz, but he can't anymore be mekayim. So he was over the lav of buying chametz, and he can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tashbisu. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, based on this point, that from this raya, that if somebody indeed did such an act, where he bought chametz and he mixed it together with non-chametz item and it becomes bottle, he still has the chiyuv of tashbisu. Avni Nezer disagrees. And Avni Nezer says that even if he mixed the chametz with roiv heter, he has no chiyuv of tashbisu. So the question is, according to Avni Nezer, says, ask Rabbi Kiva Eger, why isn't this an example where one was mevatel the mitzvah sasei? So the Avni Nezer says a very interesting teretz. He says, because you could always take more chametz and add it to this mixture, and therefore you no longer have roiv heter, and therefore you weren't really permanently mevatel the mitzvah sasei tashbisu. Chazon Ish has a different approach. He says that hashbasa has two parts to it. One is that you have to get rid of the chametz, and the other obligation is to burn the chametz. He says the lav of having bought chametz, you indeed correct by being mevatel et beroiv, because now you don't have it. So you still have, however, the mitzvahs asay of burning, you haven't been mevatel. Because according to the Chazon Ish, there are two separate dinim. There's a din that you shouldn't have chametz, and there's a din that you should burn the chametz. And that din, that opportunity still exists. But again, the Gemara is now looking for another situation where one was over the lav, has a mitzvah to say, and then can be mevatel the mitzvah to say, and by being mevatel the mitzvah to say, there no longer will be a lav. Nofak dak v'ashkech, and he found indeed such a case. The Tanya, we learned this in the previous shiur. Oyne shigirish, if a man violates a woman, he has to take her as a wife. Loy siel isha, but there's a lav lo yuchel shachel kayomov, but it's a lav hanitik lasei, because you can always correct that lav by taking her back. And therefore Yisrael, who could take back grusha soy, machse takes her back, v'ena loyke, because it's a lav hanitik lasei. A kohen, however, who has no opportunity to take her back, because a kohen, as we know, may not marry grusha, will get loyke v'ena machse. Says the Gemara, according to the man d'omer, kimoi v'loy kimoi, and as we learned at the beginning of this year, the case of somebody whose ma'anis is an isha will depend if he immediately takes her back or not. Elamanda Omar, and therefore, if Besdin told her to take her back, and he doesn't immediately take her back, he will get Malkus. Elamanda Omar, bitloy, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that as long as he has the opportunity to take her back, he wasn't over the lav. So Bishlam Gabishlucha Kain. We have a case, Mishkachas law, how is Mavatal Dasei, in the case we killed the mother. So he no longer ever has the opportunity to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei. El Oynes, Bitlov Loi Bitloi. By Oynes, according to the man, the Omer, that as long as he could do the Mitzvah Sasei, he'll never get Malkus. Heichem Mishkachas law, that he'll ever get Malkus. How is he Mavatal Dasei? Because if you'll suggest the Kotlo, that he'll kill her, if he'll kill her, there'll be a different issue. He won't be Chayiv Malkus, he'll be Chayiv Misa for Kamlei B'di Rabbanei. So asks Rabbi Kivega, maybe this wife was a treifa, and the halach is that if one kills a treifa, the halach is one is not Chayiv Misa, and therefore he'll get Malkus. So the Achiezer answers that even though there's a halach that if one kills a treifa, there is no Chayiv Misa, he's still considered a roidif. And anyone seeing somebody trying to kill a treifa may kill him. And therefore, it's still subject to the concept of killing the rabbinei. Other mafarshim say it a little differently, the same concept, that if somebody kills a treifa, even though we can't give him misa in Besdin, the halacha that a goyel adam can avenge that misa still applies, and therefore will be a situation of kimle b'midrabbanei. So again, the Gemara is trying to figure out how is it possible by this case to mevatel the mitzvah to say. Amar av lesimim mechazno, kigon shekibol kedusha me'achar. It's referring to a situation where the man himself took kedusha for someone else. Amar Rav asks Rav, let's think about it. Ish avisa shliach, if she made him the shliach to be mekabel the kedusha for someone else, so it wasn't he who was mevatel the mitzvah to say. Ika mevatel le, it was she who was mevatel it. And as the Mefarshim Darchon there points out, how could he be the Shliach? Isn't this a case of Shliach Ledvar Veira? And we know it ain't Shliach Ledvar Veira. So Darchon there answers that since she's not obligated to marry him, and if she doesn't want to be married to him, she has a right to refuse. So by her appointing him to be the Shliach, it's not considered that he's a Messiah de Ve'avera, or is it considered a situation of a Shliach de Ve'avera? Ish Loishavis a Shliach, and the other hand, if she didn't appoint him a Shliach, so then his Kedushin is meaningless. Kol Kmine, V'lav Klumhi. What he did is a completely meaningless act. So again, the Gemara is trying to figure out a situation how one can be Mevatel, the Mitzvah to say, but Oynes, who is Megarish's wife. Elamar of Simon Medor, Kigoin Shadir Barabim, that he made a nether that he will never remarry her. asked the Gemara, that such a neder can never be nullified. So now we figured out a way that it's considered that he was mevatel the mitzvah asay of being able of loy seal isha. Even he made this neder mayikalameimer. Answers the Gemara, the medira al das rabim. There's a higher level of neder called a neder al das rabim. Machlokes Rishonim, if you just say that this is a neder al das rabim, or does it mean that you identified a rabim, a group of people, and you're saying that this neder is being made on their opinion, on their das? That question really hinges on another question, because we're going to see now if you could be made for that neder. According to the mandam that says that you don't have to identify a rabim, certainly you can never be made for that neder. According to Rishonim that say you identify the rabbim, so if you could get that entire group that you made the neder al datam to agree that you should be able to be made for it, you'll be allowed to made for it. But we're going to learn our Gemara simply, that you made the neder which is called a neder das rabbim, and according to Rashi and other Rishonim, the neder das rabbim also has to have a component that he's saying that it was that she did an avera. Otherwise, you can never make a neder das rabbim. And a meima says the aloch is neder should be rabbim yesh lafara or das rabbim shein lafara. So if a man made this neder, he's not going to take back his wife. He can never take her back, and that's why this is a lav nitik lasei, which at this point he'll get malchus for. Ask the gemara sulek or other no other cases for which one would get. Would he consider being mevatel mitzvah say vicar gezel, gezel mashkin upeya, gezel drachmam loisig? The Torah says loisigzo, and then there's a it's a nitav anav hanikla say vaheshiv zegzela, or mashkin. The halacha is drachman loisava beisel lavet avoytoi. The Torah says that if one is taking a mashkin from someone, he may not enter a person's home to take the mashkin, but it's a lav hanitikla say. Of Hashiv Tosh Veloyis Avid Kavar Shemesh. If you return it, you corrected the lav. And asked the Gemara, Umishkach Slav Kima Veloy Kimoy, Ubitla Veloy Bitloy. And no matter what approach we take to lav and itik lasei, whether Kimoy Veloy Kimoy, or Bitla Veloy Bitloy, we could have a situation where one was Mevatel Dasei. He destroyed the pledge. He destroyed the mashkin. He destroyed the item that he stole. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, if he destroyed the mashkin, or if he destroyed the item that he stole, the halacha is he's going to have to repay it. So therefore, he won't be chayiv malchus, because the halacha, because of Kimmel Eben Ramnei, teaches us they ain't like a mishalim that one doesn't pay malchus and also won't have to pay and get malchus. Ask the Gemara, but we still could take this a step further. Maskla Razera, hikam mashkoinu shel ger. The same halacha would apply if somebody took the mashkin of a ger. Every born Jew has some relative who is his Yorish. But a ger doesn't necessarily have a Yorish. So if the ger dies, somebody took the mashkin from the ger died, so he can no longer do the mitzvah say of Hashiv Tashiv of returning it, and therefore there should be a lav, hanitik lasei, that he was mevatel lasei. Here we have another example. Answers the Gemara, Hasam gavra bat tashlumuhu. There in the case of a ger, you're really obligated to pay it back. It's just a shibuda the ger who the kapaka. What happened was that the ger hasn't got the ability. There's no one to pay it to, but that doesn't mean that there's no chiv to shlumim. Ask the gemara, but there's another case. V'ikah paya. The chana amr the Torah says lo sechala pas sotcha. The Torah says you have to leave pay in the field, but it's a lav hanitik lasei because the Torah says lo ani la ger tazvayson. The mishkach sloy. Again, no matter what approach we take to lav nitik lasei, the Gemara is suggesting we could have a way of being mevatel mitzvah lasei. The Tanan, as the Mishnah says, mitzvah peya, mitzvah peya lafresh menakoma. Pay should be left over from the standing crop. Lo hifresh menakoma. If somebody didn't leave it over from the standing crop, mafresh menoimrim. He could take from the sheaves. Lo hifresh menoimrim. If he didn't take from the sheaves, mafresh menakriat shloim mirach. He takes it off from the bundle until you didn't do miruach. Machlokes Rishonim what miruach means. Some say miruach means that he just was ready to take it back into the warehouse. Others say that he smooths the top of the pile. Mirchoy, once he already finished that far, Maisa v'noisen loy. Even though normally something that's peya, one is not chayiv maisa. Once it came to the point that he already was mircha, he has to take off maisa. So we see that once he already did this act, there is no chayiv peya. So here we have a lava nitik lasei, that you could be mevatel the mitzvah lasei, by having not given the peya in the timely fashion. Answers the Gemara, this there's a machlaikis, because Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. Dharma, Rabbi Shmuel's of the opinion, af mafresh min isa. Even if he took this and he made it into flour and made it into dough, the halacha is that he could still give peya. Why Rabbi Shmuel holds this way? The Gemara Masech Babakama quotes a machlaikis of Abaye v'Rova. One opinion is because Rabbi Shmuel's of the opinion that shinui is not considered a maisa. The other opinion is because since the Torah mentions the chiyuv peya twice, to teach us that even though there was even if it went through all these steps that should have not taken place, he's still chayiv in peya. So the Gemara is suggesting that this Zois Farecheres follows the opinion of Yishmael that you were mevatel the mitzvah say. Ask the Gemara of Yishmael, nam mishkachsla. If you ate the dough, certainly you were mevatel the mitzvah say. So our Gemara comes back with the original question. We said that the Gemara said Zois Void Acheris. There are only two situations where one can be mevatel the mitzvah say of by a lav and the tikla say. Shluch HaKein is certainly one of them. The next one the Gemara gave was Oinus, where he made a nether that he'll never Adas Rabim, that he'll never marry her. But now we have a third case where he didn't give payah and he ate up that crap, where everybody, even Rabbi Shmuel, agrees at that point he was mevatel the mitzvah say. Says the Gemara, indeed you're correct. Zois v'adacheres ahar refers to payah. Aval oinus is not a case where somebody's mevatel the mitzvah say. We gave an example where he made a ned al das rabim that he'll never marry her. Answers the Gemara, hey chamina ned al das rabim ain't love for her. Where is there a rule that ned al das rabim doesn't have a for her? That's only when it was a nether for dvar arishos. But here, where it's a dvar mitzvah, where the Torah obligates him to marry this woman, even though he made the ned al das rabim, yesh lo hafara. And therefore, that's not considered a case of mevatel mitzvah to say. And according to the maskon of the Gemara, the two cases where one is over, where one has a lav nitik lasei, that it can be mevatel mitzvah to say, is shiluach hakein and peya. And so, indeed, the Gemara brings a raya that under certain circumstances, a ned al das rabim, one could be mefer. Kihu mikra da'adik yidav posha b'yinuki. There was this teacher of children that used to hit the two pshatim. One pshat is that he used to hit them unnecessarily. Another pshat is that he didn't teach them properly. Adrei Rav Acha. So Rav Acha made a nether that he could no longer teach. Another pshat is that Rav Acha made him make a nether that he would give up the profession of teaching. And then Vahad Ravina. And then Ravina let this nether be nullified, even though it was a nether was made al das rabim. The Lord Ashkech the Da'akiva say there was nobody found that was as good as a teacher as he was. So we see from here that a nether al das rabim has hafara for dvar mitzvah. And in fact, I saw a beautiful vart from the Kehilas Yitzchak. The Kehilas Yitzchak says that Moshe Rabbeinu, before he passed away from the world, the pasuk says that he no longer was able to teach Klal Yisrael Torah. And the question is, why was that necessary that he nistu mimenu mayanus hachokma? He no longer was able to teach. Why was that necessary? He was supposed to leave the world, but why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to do that to him? Answers the Kehilas Yitzchak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a neder al das rabim that Moshe Rabbeinu cannot leave Eretz Yisrael. And therefore Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't nullify that neder. But if Moshe Rabbeinu was still able to teach Klal Yisrael Torah, then as Al Gemara says, that if he's the greatest teacher, that neder could be nullified. So that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu had to take away from him the Mayonis HaChachma, that he shouldn't be able to be made for the neder. We learned in the Mishnah Oichel in the Velos Tzeifes Shkotz and Ramoshim. Am Yehuda, Hay Man Da Oichel Bin Nosu De Bekarba. If somebody eats a cabbage worm, Makin Eloi Mishim Sheretz HaSheretz Al Aretz. He gets Malkus for having eaten Sheretz HaSheretz Al Aretz. So And says the Gemara, indeed, there was a person who ate a cabbage worm, v'nagdi Rabbi Yehuda gave him Malkus. And Tosfos and the other Rishonim ask, what's the Chiddush? Of course, it's considered a lav if somebody eats the sheretz. Why does the Gemara have to point it out? So Tosfos has a very big Chiddush. Tosfos says it's referring to a case where it looks like a kosher fish, and therefore one would consider it not being sheretz. Teaches us the Gemara that's still considered sheretz. However, there are Rishonim that say this Gemara is very relevant to a number of halakas regarding talom, the halakha that one may not eat worms. The halakha is one may not eat worms that were crawling on the ground. And therefore, if we know for sure that a worm developed in a fruit and in a vegetable when it was detached from the ground, and it never left the fruit and the vegetable, it never left them, one would be allowed to eat it. However, if that worm developed on the fruit or the vegetable while it was still connected in the ground, even if it didn't leave the fruit and the vegetable, it would be osir. It would be considered sheretz hasharetz al aretz. And that's exactly what the Gemara is teaching us, that we have this cabbage with the worms in it. We don't know if the worms developed when they were attached to the ground, or when they were detached from the ground, and our Gemara is teaching us that we have to be concerned that they developed when they were still connected to the ground. Another pshat is that, let's say, the leaves of the cabbage are very tightly packed one on top of the other, and therefore one would consider this, again, not a situation of sheretz or sheretz alaris, because we can't assume that the worm has where to maneuver. Still teaches us the Gemara that's considered a sheretz that's also to eat. Amar Baya, Ocha Petisa. If somebody ate a Petisa, which is a creature that's a water creature, Loika Arba, he gets four Malkus. Two Malkus he gets for the general lav of Al Tisakshu Es Nafshisechem, because Sheretz or Sheretz for Loisa Tama Behem, which are two lavim for any creature, and then two more involved when it's something that grows on the ground, which grows in the water, and another lav is, if somebody eats an ant, like a chamish, she gets five malchus, the two general lavim, and then there are three more by something that crawls on the ground, and the third one is, if somebody eats a hornet, like a sheish, the five, the two general lavim for all shkatsim, the three extra for grow on the land, and another one for flying insects. Because the pasuk says, "V'shel sheretz oif tamehu lachem lo yechelu." Says the Gemara, "Amar of Achi, hamayashes nekavav." If one has to go to the bathroom and hold himself back, "Oiv mishum loy sheshaksu." He's oiv loy sheshaksu. "Amar abiva v'bay hayman deshos bekaren adomna." If somebody uses the tube that was used for bloodletting to drink from, "Come oiv mishum bal sheshaksu." So Mr. Brewer says, and most Rishonim say that this Gemara is only Drabonon, and since it's only Drabonon, that's why the halacha is, let's say somebody is speaking publicly and there's an issue of kavod habrius for him to walk out, the essay, the rice of kavod habrius is doiched this lois essay, which is only a Drabonon. The Mishnah Berurah says that this halacha is only regarding one who has to urinate or go to the bathroom. It doesn't apply to one who has to pass wind. Furthermore, the Maril says that one should be careful not to touch flies and insects. Again, that's in the category about the shaksu. Amar Rabbi Barafuna, Risek Tishan Amolim. If somebody mashed nine ants, which have, by mashing them together, you don't have a sheer kazayas, and then he brought one chai, v'shlimel kazayas, now you have a kazayas, loikavov, he'll get six malchus. Hamishim Beria, five, which we identified earlier for eating an ant, and you'll get one more lav for eating a nevela. Because this was, by the time you ate it, they're dead, and you have a kazayas nevela, so you chai for eating a nevela. Rav Amar Rabbi Yochanan, afilu shnayim v'hu. The same halacha would apply if you had two whole ants and two mashed ants and one whole one. Rav Yosef Amar afilu echav v'hu. Most Rishonim say that the Gemara's point is it doesn't make a difference how many you have. It depends on the shear. Vloy pligi, have a ravery, have a zutri. It makes a difference if you have a kazayis, then you have all these six laven. Otherwise, you do not.